The Next Best Thing, written by Sarah Long and read by Jilly Bond.
Chapter 1. Next Wednesday, I thought I had 2 more weeks. Jane tried to keep the note of panic out of her voice. If she couldn't cope, they'd find someone who could. Freelance translators were 2 a penny. She couldn't afford to be difficult. Well, yes, she said. That should be okay. I'll just have to up the pace, that's all. Without compromising the quality, of course. She laughed reassuringly. Nothing like a bit of adrenaline to kick the machine into action. Thanks, Gus. I'll be in touch next week. Yep, you too. Bye. Jane slumped back behind the kitchen table. It was a good thing Gus couldn't see her, still in her pyjamas, surrounded by last night's unwashed dishes. It wasn't exactly professional. The domestic squalor would have to wait, she thought, pushing aside a pile of papers to unearth her laptop. She was getting good money for this job, and no one was going to pay her for cleaning the house. She switched on the computer and listened to the opening chords of Windows ringing nobly round her kitchen-cum-office. Over to you, it said. Now is the time to launch into your flawless translation of Bridges of France. It had seemed such a good idea at the time, working from home. It meant she could fit it round the rest of her life, leaving time for her daughter and her partner. Juggling on her own terms in a heroic bid to have it all, the way women were supposed to these days. If she was going to meet this new deadline, she'd need to get at least 3 chapters done before she went to meet Liberty from school. She took a bite of her toast and watched the crumbs fall into the gaps between the letters on the keyboard. Disgusting, really. There must be all kinds of detritus lurking down there. It could muck up the whole system. She picked up the laptop, turned it upside down and shook it gently. Bits of food and hair and dust showered onto the table. Even a couple of nail clippings. How vile! She brushed them onto the floor, then dabbed a tissue to her mouth and set about polishing the keys. You couldn't be expected to work when your fingers stuck to the plastic piano, made glutinous by a child's sticky hands. She threw the tissue in the bin and ran her fingers over the smooth surface of the clean keyboard. That was better. She was now equipped for a full day's work. She pushed her hair back from her face and fastened it with a comb belonging to her daughter that had been discarded beside a plate of congealing gravy. It was no good. She'd have to load the dishwasher. Even for someone with her own low hygiene standards, there were limits. She didn't want social services coming round and seizing her daughter. She swiftly loaded the plates and wiped down the table. It would be nice to have a cleaner, but Will thought domestic staff smacked of bourgeois exploitation, and it was cheaper for her to do it herself. Now, where was she? The Pont d'Avignon, rich source of a myriad of treasured folkloric history, not least the celebrated song beloved of generations of children. Too folksy. She mustn't slip into whimsy just because Gus had cruelly brought forward her deadline. Start again. The Pont d'Avignon, source of many legends as old as the noble stones themselves and familiar to every French schoolchild. Better. She typed on, silently, swiftly, and was soon nearing the end of the chapter, which she would celebrate by taking a swift bath and getting dressed. It was one thing to do the morning school run in your pyjamas, safely hidden in the car, but you couldn't stand outside the gates of Leinster Prep at 4 o'clock dressed like a tramp. With just 2 pages to go, Jane became aware of an unpleasant sensation in her feet. She was wearing a pair of Will's old socks. He found slippers depressing. And when she looked down, she saw that, for some reason, they were now sodden through. Not only that, the entire floor was covered with water. The dishwasher, of course. Not again. 14 years old? What could you expect? Will had retrieved it as part of his spoils from the divorce, determined to take advantage of its extended guarantee. It always broke down when he was safely out of the way.